guys, we're very happy to be back. Get comfortable, we got a long show.
Celebration, and we stopped counting, but something like that. Went to high school together, graduated in 1969, and America was formed in 70. Yes, indeed. Diplomas to prove it. Anyway, Jerry Wrightson sings all of our love songs, ballads. Here's one we always like to ask people to snuggle up on.
Feeling the same.
Showcase three songs here from the very first album. Go way back to this one.
Yeah.
We recorded this in England. We met in England. A lot of you know that, but those of you who don't, we were dependents, sons of Air Force guys, our dads, stationed in London in the 60s, and we went to high school there, and that's how we ended up there and recorded this first album in London, 1971.
I need you.
Album number two now. We've got a lot of albums to get through this evening. Keep it in chronological order, though. And then this was the first single from the Homecoming record. Ahead of his time, Purple Rain. Okay, we're going to feature a couple of different albums that we actually recorded in this century tonight. Yeah, we picked a couple from each one of them. First one is something we did in New York City fairly recently, 2007, I think, called Here and Now. We're going to do a few things from that tonight, and then I'll tell you a bit about the other one in the next song. This is called Chasing the Rainbow. One.
Around to the middle.
Feature tonight is actually our latest. It's called Back Pages, and here was the concept for that album. Why don't we do a group of songs that we wish we had written? That's a pretty long list, to be honest, but fortunately we narrowed it down to a pretty good dozen, we think, including this first one here by Joni Mitchell. One, two, three,
she was walking along the road, and I asked her, "Where are you going?" And then this she told me, said, "I'm going on down." She asked us, "Fun? Gonna join in a rock and roll band? I'm gonna camp out on the land. Gonna try and set my soul free. We are stars.
Oh,
you, Joni Mitchell's anthem, Woodstock.
Drinks on me.
this thing to stop sliding down on me.
Okay, now back to the Here and Now record for this next one.
Ride on into the driving rain. Once more, follow the trail. Setting sun, ride on, you must not fail. Speak out and read the message far. Make time, use every day. Reach out to every shining star. Follow the way. And if your journey should end in the promised land, make sure to speak with a voice loud and true. Sha-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la.
Okay, now the latest album, Back Pages, for one more. See if you recognize this tune.
One, two.
Thank you.
get tired, the memories fade in. Who gets what they say? It's like they're just jealous and jaded. Maybe I don't wanna take my son blows. I just feel everything is cold.
These are not oldies, they're classic rock. It's a difference.
What?
I have to answer, a desperate call that I do not understand.
everybody holding up, all right? So we know how draining these classic rock shows can be. There's a few more from the complete greatest hits. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Thank you.
what we're doing. These things I'm always losing. This next song is a song we grew up with, actually, ourselves. We used to play this in our high school band that I was talking about earlier in England, top 40 band. We had an interesting, unique teenage life out there, musically anyway. Being in London, American kids, mid-60s, swinging in London. Got to see all kinds of great music. Sticks out for me is Jimi Hendrix at the Royal Albert Hall, Rolling Stones in Hyde Park. Saw Led Zeppelin in their beginning years. I used to go to a famous club in London called the Marquee Club. Spent a few nights there. Saw every night of King Crimson, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
One of our favorite bands, they were great.
Major influence on our
sound. Big influence, you can tell, of course. But at the same time, we got all the American music, the American releases at the base there, at the British base. And so the British kids didn't get those. We'd get first dibs. Jerry and I'd sit there and pick them all apart. All the Beach Boys and Steppenwolf and the Doors and all that good stuff. Three Dog Night, that was a favorite back in the day. Mick Morris. Anyway, this is one of those bands from that era. Is gray, and I went for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be safe and warm if I was in LA. California dreaming on such a winter's day. I stopped in Georgia. Of course, in that first year after our first album, we were opening for Pink Floyd and The Who and Elton John and Traffic and all these great bands. And when we went out on tour with Cat Stevens, and when we got back to the States and started working around here, one night Mama Michelle Phillips herself got up. It's kind of full circle, high school dream come true. There's Mama Michelle.
She sang fantastic. She looked great. I was thinking about those shows you're talking about. I was in London recently, went to see that group, the Rolling Stones. I'm not sure if it's the same band. These were older gentlemen. There was a lot of running around, as I recall. Racing around. Sounded pretty good.
Got some spring in his step.
Here's another one that from our catalog. This is for all the lonely people. One, two, three, four. Thank you.
only here tonight was Alan. We've been on a little bit of a hiatus ourselves, so it's great to be back out on the road and starting your great Performing Arts Center here, isn't it, Jerry?
It is the longest break that we can actually recall. We had a 5-week break.
Yeah, it's very weird.
And Willie backstage was saying, how's that song Only in Your Heart go, which he has played every night for the last 40 years? If you want to follow where in the world is Team America, go to our website, which is venturehighway.com, or you can find us now at America Band on the Facebook, that's it, Facebook. Not really my area, as you might be able to tell. One thing I do know, actually, don't ever Google America, that doesn't work. It's your internet tip for the night. Google one every evening. But we do over 100 shows each and every year for the last 43 years all over the planet. Check back and check off, and we've already been, we were 3 weeks down in New Zealand earlier this year with the Bachman Turner guys taking care of business, and what was her name? Pat Benatar, young little girl, Pat Benatar, she's going to go places. She was quite good. Anyway, we couldn't do any of this without a heck of a lot of help from some very dear friends. We always take a moment every night for you guys to say hi. Now, first of all, helping us out with all things on the stage, give a hand to Big Ben Stone.
Ben Stone. The artist himself, checking out online.
Hardest working woman in showbiz is our dear friend, tour manager, multitasker deluxe from Tallahassee, Florida. Give a hand to Hurricane Erin Edwards.
She's a little shy.
Hi, Erin.
Thank you, Erin.
Doesn't matter where we set this stuff up, and believe me, every night it is not something as wonderful as the theater you have here. This is a beautiful hall. I hope you guys frequent this place often. Support your arts. Doesn't matter where we set it up, though. This next guy is the guy that guarantees every America show one of the best sounding gigs you go to. Back at the board, that's Jeff Worrell. Thank you, JW.
Thank you, Jeffrey. He doubles as a chicken farmer.
How do you do it night after night, week after week, playing those songs over and over again? That's one of the most asked questions of Dewey and myself, right next to, did you ever name that horse? That'd be the top. Kids, you want to do this yourselves, take some notes. Step number one, you get an incredible band. For the last 35 years on lead guitar and keyboards, Woodsy, Michael Woodsy. The rookie of our band, 11 years, is really not a rookie in anybody else's league. He assures us he is with us for the long haul. He and, along with Erin, does all the video work you've seen behind us tonight. From Paradise, California, say hello to Rich Campbell. Some say this next introduction is the true highlight of the entire evening. He's a two-time inductee into both the Iowa and the Kansas Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. From Shenandoah, Iowa, give it up for Iron Will Leacock. Together, they are the AARP All-Stars.
Try to think.
On the road. There he is. Am I? All right. We'll leave you with this one. Enjoy the rest of this summer.
Yeah. On the first part of the journey, I was looking all the light. There were plants and birds and rocks and things for the sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with the buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no rein. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can remember your name, cause there ain't no one more to give you no pain.
To give you no pain, she la la la.